body and the blood. The body and the blood.
Catherine.
The body and the blood.
Catherine.
The body and the blood.
Hey, I'm looking around here, and these kids are looking a little devilish.
Hey, I think that your kids might be a little
they
possessed.
They have dead eyes, swollen faces, like, their skin's, like, come on.
They're breaking glass. I don't know.
You can see all the veins in her cheeks.
She's translucent.
This is, something is happening to
She's
your
like
child.
She's like a fucking frog. Yeah. Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy. On the Fangoria Podcast Network, I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm excited because this guy's back. He's hilarious. He's wonderful. It's Morgan Mizell.
What's up, guys? What's up, Katie's Afraidy World?
What's up? You're back.
I'm back.
I'm excited to have you back.
Much better movie this time. I'll say that.
That's last time we talked about...
It was the Ginger Bong Man. What was it?
Ginger Dead Man?
Ginger Dead Man, yeah. Wasn't he? Well, no, Ginger Bong Man is part of...
Isn't that? I think that's another.
That's
movie.
It. That's a spinoff. That's in the universe. Okay.
The sequel, yeah. But
either way, this was way better.
Yeah, we're like we've upgraded from Gary Busey being a gingerbread puppet to this spooky film. We watched the Exorcist Believer.
Yeah.
Which I was not a believer.
I knew it wasn't gonna be great. But it was better than Ginger Dead Man. It kind of held my attention a bit.
Okay.
I took notes this time.
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of fired up about this one. Notes were taken.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm honored you took notes.
Yeah, first and foremost, RIP, shout out to one of my old teachers, Father O'Malley, William O'Malley. He was in the original Exorcist.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, he played, oh fuck, I wrote it down. Notes. who is he? He was, what the fuck's the guy's name? Dyer in The Exorcist.
Which
yeah, he was like a technical advisor, but he was like also the first like Catholic priest to actually portray, be a priest in a movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That guy was spooky.
Yeah. To be in that movie, I feel like you have
I just
to
remember
be
him
spooky.
Like freshman orientation giving us a talk about something. I was like, this guy seen some shit.
That's wild. I feel like Saul, because Saul, we talked about the Exorcist. We reviewed that together.
Yeah.
And he said, I swear to God, he had some connection to it, too.
It's one of those movies that does have a bunch of, like, I don't
That's
know.
Wild.
I feel like a lot of people have some weird connection to it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Which means you have some connection to the devil himself.
Yeah, sure, probably. But devil stuff doesn't really scare me.
Okay.
Neither does stuff like The Exorcist. Because, like, they're kids.
They're kids, yeah. They're
yeah,
just,
like,
you can just shut them down.
Okay, yeah sure. Shut up. You're punished.
Shut the fuck up.
Or I'll call CPS and myself. Come get this thing. It's broken. I don't want this anymore. He's the devil.
He's crawling on the floor.
Yeah, his head turned around. I think this one's defective.
I don't.
Put it in a hole. I'm not doing this anymore.
You're like, we've had him for what, 12, 15 years?
Yeah.
Gonna just, you know what? I don't need it
Bye.
Anymore. Bye.
Get out.
Done.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
First takeaway from this movie, I realized it was Blumhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, damn, Blumhouse makes, like, kind of a lot of shit. Like, not great stuff. But then I looked up their movies. Not bad.
Well, yeah, it's...
Blumhouse does have bangers outside of horror.
It's... They've... Well, they're mostly known for horror.
Yeah.
But they also, like, even their, you know, iffy stuff, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's
but
not
it's
bad.
Like... It's like every couple. It's like a Pixar. Like every like
third movie is really good.
But you gotta get the movies out of the way. So the guy who directed this is the same guy who did Pineapple Express, The Sitter, and the new Halloween movies.
Maybe do a little bit more Pineapple Express.
I was like,
instead of
we
this.
Should do that. We should do
Can
that.
We get a Pineapple Express, The Believer. I'll watch that.
That sounds better. That sounds better. I believe the guy who directed the first movie. A film critic posted on Twitter and Facebook and about the director. He's like, William once said to me, Ed, the guy who made those new Halloween sequels is about to make one to my movie, The Exorcist. That's right. My signature film is about to be extended by the man who made Pineapple Express. I don't want to be around when that happens.
Pineapple Express ranks higher for me than The Exorcist.
It's so good. It's
movies.
A good movie.
It's hilarious.
It's a good movie. High, sober, anything.
Yeah, it's just, I saw it twice the day it came out. I've seen The Exorcist once, maybe.
Yeah.
And that was because I realized one of my religion teachers was in the movie.
And you're like, I can't unsee this movie, and also I don't need to watch it more. But the movie, like, opens on, it's about two girls who get possessed now instead of one because, you know, two is better than one, obviously, you know, getting possessed with your friend.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, actually. That's
pretty sick.
About that. Yeah.
Would, so if you were to get possessed by the devil, which friend would you want to get possessed with? I feel like you and Matt Lockwood would
Yeah, Matt would be like a little too...
You guys would be pretty funny together.
Yeah, it'd be too silly. If I get possessed by the devil, I want to be like serious about it.
Okay, okay.
I want to like do things. Maybe like Ramsey.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Ramsey, I feel like he'd get in there and like we do a thing. Okay. You know? It wouldn't just be like a whimsical possession.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this is fucking terrifying. This is... We're really scared of Ramsey and Morgan's talking a lot. I don't even think people would notice.
They'd be like, is he possessed?
Yeah, is he drunk? Yeah.
I don't know. What's his deal? He's crawling the ceiling. I don't know, but he kind of does that a lot.
No, they
wouldn't
be like, he's moving around a lot.
But he kind of does. I don't know. Who spiked his drink? Is he good? Oh, my God.
Look, that guy's on meth.
Possession, I think he just needs to go to rehab. He is Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
He's relapsed.
Yeah.
Good God. Yeah. I don't even know which friend. I don't think I would. I think I would rather just do it alone.
I don't want to do a solo possession.
You don't want
to? That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, because then like, because I mean, if you get better, then it's like no one's gonna believe you.
Yeah. Well, also in the movie, only one can survive.
Yeah, that guy's worst dad ever.
Are you saying you're gonna die or Ramsey's gonna die?
No, Ramsey's out of here.
He's dead?
There are people gonna save me.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're like
my mom's choosing. Yeah, like,
she's like Morgan. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck? And instantly he dies. You're like, what the fuck?
Also, my possession would be gnarly too, because my dad's like a pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. So he. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It'd be weird afterwards. If I guess you were right.
That's right. He's like, shit.
Good call, Pops. I probably shouldn't have been doing that stuff.
Shit. Yeah. So did you grow up religious?
Yeah, it was like church like every Sunday, sometimes like Tuesday nights. When I was around like 17, they were like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to college next year. Fucking
yeah.
Just try and make it if you can.
Yeah.
If not, like, we get it.
Okay, so would you consider yourself still following that religion? Or are you more agnostic or...
I don't like to put labels on things. Yeah, there's something out there. I don't know what it is. I guess that is agnostic, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in something, but I don't know what to call it. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's my religion.
I love that.
Real rules. Just
no
don't
real
be
rules.
A dick.
Yeah. No rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just everyone chill.
Everyone calm the fuck down, including me. Calm down. Chill. Especially Morgan. Calm down.
That'd be the only like thing in my religion. Be like, no sins or anything. Be like, but if you're tripping, you get time out.
We're bringing timeout chairs. Yeah. You need to face the wall for 10
Pop
minutes.
Pop a squat, dude. You're doing too much.
Just sit down.
Yeah, timeout.
Timeout. Sit
Think
down.
Think about it. Yeah. 5 minutes. That's it. Just time relax. You're still mad after 5 minutes. More timeout. It's kind of like jail.
Yeah,
but just for five minutes.
Yeah, I think that's all you need. 5 minutes to calm down. I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think I would say I'm agnostic. Yeah.
How'd you grow up?
My dad is like Catholic. Yeah. But he didn't like push it on me at all.
He was like, this is my cross.
I know. He's like, I fucking hate
this
it.
This sucks, but I can't
he's
get
like,
out
this
of it.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
This is, I guess, I'm like baptized. I don't know. And then my mom, like, her parents were more like, we're going to take you to everything and like go to, you know, try every single church and see like, you know, what everyone does. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And the only
time
the only time I went was at when someone would die in my family and my dad's side. It was a good old Catholic mass.
Yeah.
And God, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's also it's a funeral, so it's just
sad. Were you guys like not Irish, I'm guessing from the last name.
German.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like Irish funerals are like wakes are very, very fun.
Okay.
Because a bunch of people drink and talking shit.
Okay, yeah, this family, they're not
doing it.
It's just sad. It's just, they're like 2 hours long, and there's a lot of like burning shit. And then the last one I went to was at my grandpa's, the guy who is, I never know what they're called. The people, the guy running the
priest?
Priest, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if it's a father or priest. I don't know what to.
All right, interesting.
The conductor, the head of the show, that guy, the ringleader. He's like, guys, I just want to let you know, I just came back from vacation from Indiana. And I was like, okay, it's a
vacation?
Weird.
All right, I guess, man.
It's a weird flex, but okay, it's not a vacation. That's hell. Yeah, I'm like,
you were on a work trip, dude.
That's weird. He's like, and I haven't done a funeral in minutes, so I might be, I might make some mistakes. And I was like, you don't say that.
That's not what I want
to
hear.
No, yeah. You don't say that. And he did. He continued to
make mistakes. Hey, brother, we got one shot at this.
This is it. My 100-year-old World War II vet grandpa did not die. Like, come on. Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus,
that's funny.
Christ. Yeah. And then they did a 21 gun salute outside. Really? But the church is connected to a school, and the kids were outside.
What are we doing?
In Milwaukee.
Yeah. Hey, maybe,
and I was like, whoa, hey. Did anyone think about this?
That's insane.
And they didn't even do 21 gun.
Yeah,
and
I figured what some of the teachers would have ran outside, like, hey, stop. The school shootings are a thing.
I was like, hey, could we do this literally anywhere else? Could we do it at the
burial
spot?
That's so funny.
It's so... I was laughing the whole time.
That's hilarious.
And everyone else is like, why are you laughing? I'm like,
there's a school over there. For the news.
We're in Milwaukee. This is like the really bad...
Oh, man.
The kids are like not even moving. They're like, this is normal.
Yeah, they just all grab their backpacks.
This is a normal Thursday. Yeah. Like, oh here we go. Crazy. It's in the positions.
That's wild.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just, man, there's nothing wrong with this.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
This won't trigger anybody.
This is just an average Thursday. It's what we do. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. God, it's good. It's good. Oh, man. So that's that on religion. That was that. But they opened up on...
They're in Africa.
And yeah.
Which they really didn't explain. Was the family from Africa or... They're just black, so
they're
in
black,
Africa.
They're like,
yeah.
Obviously, they're
from
Africa.
There's a couple things throughout the movie where... I had some issues. We'll get to them, but yeah. They're in Africa. There's an earthquake, of course.
Of course.
Because God hates Africans and their fucking witchcraft.
That's how it works. Yeah. And the wife gets... She's like, oh, I'm just going to get a little... Oh, there's people on the side of the street doing blessings.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a quick...
Blessing.
My baby. He's gonna get blessed on the side of the street. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Good for you. And then she does that, and then earthquake, and then the husband, then flash to like them at the hospital. They're like, you can only save one.
Yeah.
The baby or your wife. And I was like, the wife. You don't know the baby. The wife.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know the baby.
The wife.
Also, everyone knows black mothers. Nothing they love more than just strangers messing with their children. Yeah, that's it's big in our community.
I'm learning new things every day.
that happens all the time with us. Yeah, sure, bust the baby. We don't care.
What a lot of fucking girl. I don't give a shit. If it was my life, like, I'd be like, save me. Fuck the baby. Well, I'm never getting pregnant. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like.
I think. I think you gotta save the baby.
It's a double. Really?
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, she'll never let you forget.
Yeah.
You didn't save the baby. Like, it's gonna be a lifetime of that.
But then the baby's like, I don't have a mom.
Yeah, we can work with that.
We can get you another.
We can get you another mom. I'm young and photographer, and I'm like fucking doing it right.
We can get you a new mom.
We'll find you a new mommy. You won't even know.
You won't even fucking
let me work quick
know.
Enough. If you chill out for 3 years, you have no idea who your mom
you
was.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
And then they just flashed 13 years later.
They were
like,
13? That's old?
That's
yeah.
I was like, okay, well. And, you know, the dad daughter have a tight knit bond.
Yep.
He's not religious. He was religious.
Of course, because the other thing black people are famously don't believe in God.
That's
us right there.
That's what...
we never go to church.
Everyone Come knows on. This. Everyone knows this.
Ugh.
And they're like, okay, we're going to go to school now. And, you know, yay, going to school. And this girl and what I forget their names.
It's like Abigail and something, I
Abigail.
Think. I don't even know if it was Abigail.
Abigail.
Amy, and something
Amy
like that.
And we're going to find out.
Let's just call them black one, white one.
Black one, white one. Okay, tell me why on the top build cast, Fisherman 1 and Fisherman 2 are higher than the girls.
Hey, man.
What the fuck?
Are you on IMDb?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, Angela, Angela and Catherine.
Yes.
Angela and Catherine. Okay, why are they so far down?
Angela's the black one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Angela and Catherine. So they like, hey, we should go to the woods real quick and do some spell,
sure,
voodoo. Talk to the guy, but you're, hey, Catherine.
Let's talk to my mom.
Let's talk to my dead mom real quick. I know you're religious, like you can help us, right? And then they go to the woods and then they end up vanishing.
Yeah.
For 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents are like, what are we fucking supposed to do? They were so, I mean, I know they were dramatic, but like, yeah. I mean, they're
well,
their
also,
kid's gone.
Which parents didn't know their kids' friends?
They're like, we didn't even know your kids were I was like, what?
Did you live like across the street or some shit?
Yeah.
Come on.
Fucking neighbor. How did you? You're like, we don't know.
And then, I wouldn't admit that out loud either. We don't know who your kid is.
But I love that Leslie Odom Jr. was like, hey, we don't know what our kids do, okay? We don't know what they do. And I was like, this is the most, like,
yeah. For real.
That was a good, like, no one's ever said, like, good. I was like, good, okay, I got it now.
At least you're acknowledging that you're
good,
a bad parent.
Good,
yeah,
good, 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 okay. But then the other dad's like, hormones, dude.
Yeah.
They're out in the, I'm like, they walked 30 miles barefoot because of hormones? I mean, hey, when I
yeah,
get,
sure, man, whatever you
dude,
say.
Dude, hey.
That's what you want to go with?
Dude, every month, I just.
I know, and I'm all horned up, none like taking a walk barefoot for 30 miles. I love that.
That's. Dude, when I went through puberty,
I was walking all over.
Dude, I was fucking wild.
Now, I will say, when I was like, there was a point in my life throughout puberty where if you, like, if I'm 15 and you told me I could have got laid if I walked 30 miles, like, yeah, for sure. I'm walking that 30 miles.
But they ended up in a barn.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
That was fucking weird. I don't, like, of all places, like, a barn? Okay. I mean, hey, we don't, you know, I guess they're fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sure. When you're 13, I guess any place that there aren't adults is like kind of, oh, there's walls, there's a house, kind of. And,
but
yeah.
30 miles?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah.
That's such a long
walk. Not with my bestie.
That's your bestie.
Hey, you want to walk 10 miles a day for the weekend?
Why not? We can do it real quick.
Yeah, and they'll find us in the barn. Yeah, that was
why
wild.
Not? And we're just, again, barefoot. Why? I think they were wearing shoes.
Take
them off. Why not? But again, when the devil possesses you, shoes come
that's
off.
That's true. That's a good point.
Everything else stays on, but shoes, they come off.
Yeah.
The dogs are out to play.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
So they take him to the hospital.
Take him to the hospital.
That seems a little weird.
Yeah, and then they're like checking them. They're like that, which that's also mirroring the because this is a direct sequel from the original Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That's things we're checking out.
So they also wanted to like mirror like when Reagan gets checked out.
Yeah.
And how horrific that was. They're like, we're gonna do this, but this kids with these kids. They're like bringing out the rape kit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god. They're like, if someone touched you inappropriately, and I'm like. I don't know.
Then they're like, I mean, even if the kids were okay, they'd be like, you might have been raped, but we wouldn't know.
Know it, so I guess
it's like, put that in the head. Yeah.
I'm like, this is traumatizing, Jesus Christ. And then, you know, they're obviously, like, they're fine, but things are starting to, you know, be a little weird.
Yeah,
like,
they're both just asking to go home the whole time. They're breaking glass because babies are crying.
I mean, same. I hear
that point, I'd be like, maybe we should keep them here for a little bit. I don't know if we want to take them home.
Maybe
right now.
We should sedate them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Put them, kill them. Honestly, put them under. Kill them. Forever. Not yet. Not quite yet, but, you know, pretty soon you should do that because it's rough. And then they go home. And, hey, Angela, you're acting a little weird.
You're pissing the bed. You're hitting people.
You're pissing the bed.
Yeah.
You're pissing the bed. You're crawling around.
You're not waking up for Rocky Road.
No.
That was crazy.
That was the part in the movie where I was like, okay, I could believe anything else, but I didn't believe
it. Kid, you want ice cream for breakfast? Come on.
What the fuck is wrong
up.
With you? How you're 13? Dude, grow up. Figure it out.
So then they brought her back to the hospital. And at this point, if I'm the dad, yeah, all right, we're done. You can have it.
You can have it.
I'm going to start my life over.
I'm going to adopt.
It's got to be the most like freeing for being like a single father. It's like you get her up to the point of puberty and you guys had like a good time and now it's possessed by the devil. It's like, okay, I don't have to go through any of the really scary stuff.
I guess this is
it. Yeah, now
this
I get sympathy for it being the good single dad for 13 years. I'm also young enough I could restart my life.
You could have another kid.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, a new mom. Again,
yes.
Started all over. But then is he going to be cursed because he did that? And then is his wife going to? And then is he going
to?
And the baby's going to die. And there's another earthquake.
Was it? Oh, that's when the lights are like flickering and shit, I think.
No,
I gotta be honest, I was in and out a little bit throughout the movie.
I was too. I was like, but that's the part that I remembered. But I was like, she, I think she was flickering the lights, and then she, his dad, her dad's just brushing his teeth, and she's just like right there.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, get out of here. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, personal space, bitch. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, freak show. Go sit down.
Fucking stop. Time out. Get out.
Yeah, time out. For real.
Sit down. 5 minutes. Get, you're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. We're done. You're moving out. I'm kicking you out. This is it.
I'm going to send you somewhere. I promise. Cut this out.
I'm giving you up for adoption. I'm done. I should have picked your mother. This is every day I think about it. What's wrong? I don't
want
her
anymore. Why don't you want her anymore? Jeez, look at her. She's pissing herself. She fucking can't chill out. She's going crazy. I can't do this. I'm a single father. I have pictures to take.
So I have to ask, because she did pee herself, and that's 13.
Yeah.
When did you stop peeing the bed?
Huh.
You're like, I have not.
No, I mean, like, drunk pisses don't count, right?
I don't think so, but I guess, yeah, I mean, if it happened, it happened.
I probably had one or two of those.
Okay.
But, like... Yeah, like probably early. I feel like 6, 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I was done.
That's good.
Yeah. I was like, can't do this anymore.
That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. I just
gets really pissed off when I do that. Shouldn't be doing this.
So hard. Yeah. I think I stopped around the same time. I would, but the problem with me is I was so polite and I felt bad going to the bathroom or asking, because, you know, in school they teach you to ask for the bathroom. So I would sit there at the foot of my parents' bed and be like, Mom, Dad, I have to use the bathroom. And they're like, just go.
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Just go. So sometimes I would just pee my bed to just not, because I felt so bad for asking.
Oh, that's kind of adorable.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Yeah, that's,
also, what else is going on in the house? You feel bad about asking to go to the bathroom?
Nothing. I have immense guilt over everything.
Did you ever ask for like a cookie or treats? Or was that just off the table?
No, it was very much on the table. Okay. It was very much on the table. But just the... The bathroom thing, that was like, I couldn't fathom just going to the bathroom. I was like, that draws the line, but asking for a cookie, of course. And then, of course, the other kid is, you know, they're at church.
Yeah, which, hey, your kid's fucking tweaking.
Dude.
Maybe don't bring her to the church. I don't know. Call me crazy.
But they're like, oh.
She stinks. She's like picking shit up with her feet. She can't fucking sit still. She's freaking out the whole family. Maybe don't bring her to church. That's why I was like, oh, you're the shittiest parents in the movie. Okay, I figured out what's happening
here. The white family. It's you. Yeah, you're
the worst parents possible. Get this kid out of the church. Are you going to leave her alone in the church to go get communion? Fucking, I don't know. Maybe skip it this time. I think Jesus will understand.
Just
you kind of have a situation.
Just skip it for one day. It's okay. It's okay. God. But I just, like, they're like, oh, we didn't baptize her, like, because her grandma wasn't going to be there. And I was like, grandma will understand. Just baptize the fucking kid. Get it done. But clearly, they fucked up, because honestly, the scariest part of the movie was, for me at least, was, I don't know why, of her walking down the...
Oh, that was the sickest part.
It was just...
Where she was like, blood and ice, or wait, what was she saying?
Blood and body.
But she was kind of saying it sounded like Ice Spice was rapping. I don't know why, but I was like, okay, blood and body.
You're like, okay, this girl's got bars. Okay,
yeah, she was spitting. But also, like, yeah, that pastor was kind of full of shit.
Nobody got up.
Yeah, it was just sitting there looking at her.
Everyone's just like, what's this bitch doing?
Hey, the dirty girl with dead eyes and cuts all over her face. Maybe we should do something.
And again, where'd her shoes go? We put them on her. Where the fuck did they go? Glue them to her feet at this rate.
Yeah, just put up her fucking shoes. Just blow up a guy.
Put some socks on her. Like, God, her feet, her grubbers are out. Just get them.
Yeah, Susan Perisip, she's like just rubbing her pussy, staring at her brother, and just like, this is...
You
got two more. Get rid of this one.
You got two.
This one's not working. It's broken.
You don't need it anymore. Just get rid of it. That's why you have several. This is why. So my parents would always say, like, because I have an older brother who's 38, and then I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents would always say that we had kids in between, but they just... weren't living up to you know, their standards.
We know the truth.
Their standards, yeah. They just were
35. Yeah. Okay. 38, 25.
No, he was the accident, I was the planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's just what they tell you.
Yeah. No.
That's you're like, no, they're 17.
Yeah. No, they he technically is the bastard child.
Whoa.
And then they were married when they had me because they wanted more kids. But they always were like, oh, we had other kids, but you know.
Yeah.
They didn't make it. Yeah. Uh-oh. We had like 12 other kids, but
they kept pissing the bed.
And I was like, I was the one that was stubborn enough to survive.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my brother like fought for his life the whole time. And I'm like, they just got bored at this point. They're like, keep trying to fucking kill her. But that's, so again, that's that logic, I think. That scene was just creepy. I don't know. The priest didn't do anything. He just was like, he was like, what's going on? I'm like, the power of Christ compels you?
Yeah, if I'm going to be possessed by the devil, though, you bring me to church, like, yeah, I'm showing out.
Oh, yeah. I'm
fucking fake liars. You're scared. I'm right here. Ah, yeah.
But also, like, if it was the devil, why didn't it show off more? Like, break the stained glass.
Yeah.
Snap somebody's neck real quick. Yeah. Again.
They would have been like, this kid's.
Dude, do you see the kid? It's not the devil. It's fine. And then
is Gabby doing that again? I'm sorry. We're going to get out of here. It's so like, don't bring that kid anywhere.
She does this every time. Yeah. God, we can't bring her anywhere. Like, put that kid on a leash, lock her in the basement, and burn the building.
Yeah, for real.
Done.
Over for the kid. No more kid.
No more kid. No more. No more. And then the nurse at the hospital is now like, she's like, I know what is happening to your kids. They're possessed. And I'm like, okay, thank you for explaining the movie to us.
Yeah.
Explain the plot.
But she's also the only one that I'm looking around here and these kids are looking a little devilish.
Hey, I think that your kids might be a little possessed.
They have dead eyes, swollen faces, like their skin's like, come on.
They're breaking glass. I don't know.
You can see all the veins in her cheeks.
She's translucent.
Something is happening to
your
child.
She's like a fucking frog.
But they still have to be polite. I think your kid might be a little possessed.
But also, maybe not. But also, you might want a priest. Yeah. And then they try to get a priest. And the priest is like, hey, like, I think we should do this. And the Catholic Church's like, she just needs psychiatric help.
Yeah, she's therapy. Word, dude. Word. This is when you don't want to be around the kids? We actually need you to be around the kids, and now you don't want to be around the kids?
Is it because they're not male? Is they're not little boys?
I literally wrote that down. I said the church is useless.
The church is pointless. Yeah. Interesting because in the first movie, it like revolves around heavily. Like, it is a Catholic film, basically, about, you know, the devil and all that jazz. And in this movie, they're like, oh, you know, the Catholic Church was kind of helpful, but also, what if we just brought everyone into it?
Oh, which, the fucking United Nations of goddamn exorcism. That's fucking bullshit.
Which would have been interesting to see, like, in a different, you know, religion of, like, what, you know, they do for an exorcism. But even this, you know, because they brought in a voodoo.
Yeah, sure. Of course they did.
Of course they did, because
we got another black character.
Obviously. You got to bring him in. Hey, you have one. Might as well have two. Yeah. Just
talking
bring
about
them
root
in.
Therapy and blowing shit in
diversity.
The fire.
Yeah. You gotta really cram it down people's throats. Gotta have more. But the fact that she still was like, oh Jesus, oh God, it's like that's still a segment of Catholicism. But the whole time I'm thinking, have you seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where Sarah Marshall is like confronting Elvis. She's like, he's like, your tattoos are stupid. Like, and it's like offensive. It's like, that's Hinduism. That's Buddhism. It's all bullshit. I'm like, that's what this is. It's all bullshit. Yeah. It's all bullshit. It's just like, they didn't even work. They barely worked together. And it's just like, if you're gonna do a voodoo exorcism, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. But, like, that wasn't a voodoo exorcist.
No. Huh. I was like, they were just half-stepping all of them. The spirits like, dude, you guys aren't even together on this.
But I mean, and then the parents were...
All y'all soft.
All y'all fucking soft. And then, you know, the other kids start acting out. So the other kid's at the hospital now, too. And, right? Yeah, the other kid's at the hospital.
No, the other kid was at her house. Because then they walked in, the dad's just sitting there, and he's like, it's all my fault. God's punishing us. And the mom was sitting there praying with the two other kids.
Oh, get
the two, and she's just walking around willy-nilly upstairs like she's not fucking possessed. What is this family?
They're like, strap her down. They're like, no, she's just going through a rough
day. She just got walking off.
She's just got her period. God,
oh my
hormones.
God. Then they let that old lady go up there by herself.
Oh, my God. So they bring back the mom from the first movie, which also, she didn't want to do this movie. The only reason she did this is because they, like, tripled her
fat check.
I'll give her a fat check, but she donated all to charity.
Okay.
But she's like, I don't even want to fucking be in this movie. But they like say, oh, she's gonna be in the movie. She's gonna be in the movie. Amazing. Have her go up there. First of all, they send her up there by herself.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Old woman.
This lady's like 85. Come on, guys.
Okay. And then she walks in and she's like, what's up?
She's like, I know you know me because I know who you are. She's
and like yeah, I know about you're... Reagan. It's like, first of all, those are different demons.
Yeah.
It's different. It's not Pazuzu was the first one. I don't know which this one is, but like it's not Pazuzu. It's a different demon. So it's like, no, that's okay.
She's like, I know Reagan too. Not me, dumbass.
Not me. Yeah. But like everyone's like, oh, clearly like this is, they're like writing Reagan on the wall. You know, the one girl had help written in her stomach or whatever, just like Reagan did. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this isn't the same.
No.
But you're like, okay, whatever. And of course, you know, little, what was her name? Tabitha.
Bethany.
Stephanie, Angela, and Catherine. There we go. Catherine.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you, and then just shout it right in the eyes with the cross.
Yin, yang,
yin, yang, and now this old woman is blind.
Yeah, now they like, want to come upstairs
like,
to help her.
Now can you see Reagan? Now can you see Reagan?
She's like, no, I can't see anything.
I can't see anything. She fucking stabbed me in the eyes. And it's like, and then Leslie Odom comes up and is like, what?
Yeah.
What happened? It's like, what did you fucking
do? What do you think? She's holding the bloody cross, stupid.
You saw what she was doing. You saw her crawl. You saw her flicker the lights. You saw her break shit. What did you think was going to happen?
What's the mystery, man?
It's like, what did you think was going to happen? And then they send the old woman off. She's off. She's gone.
They send her to the hospital.
She's gone for the rest
of the
movie.
You go hang with the nurse.
Yeah. This is it. This is all you're going to do. And now they're like, well, now we got to do an exorcism. Now we got to do it. And it was the most anticlimactic exorcism. I was like, okay, you got two. Like, come on. Like, this is... They when, like, the priest shows
up... That was my favorite line of the movie. When the priest was like, nah, more therapy. Actually, I can't do it. And he's outside praying. And the dad's like, after he pours the shit out, he goes, the war's inside. I was like, dude, shut up. Can't make this guy come in here and exercise your daughters. I totally understand the priest being scared.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fucking guilt him. Oh, he's doing the best he can in the car. He's saying a couple Hail Marys. Come on. Give him a break.
I mean, to be a, you know, because, again.
Also, what the fuck was that guy's accent?
Which, the priest? The priest? I don't know.
They're like in Pennsylvania or somewhere.
Where did this movie take place?
He's very, very, like, got here from Mexico.
Where did I also can never spell exorcism.
He's like, Señor, I can't help your daughter. And I was like, he wouldn't talk like that if he's just a priest at a church in Pennsylvania.
Take place. But also, wait, did he go to, because you have to ask the Catholic Church, so did he go to, he didn't go to the, like, the Pope and shit, because I think that's where you're supposed to ask.
You have to ask the Pope if you can do an exorcism?
I'm pretty sure.
This feels kind of time sensitive. I don't know if we can get the Pope on the horn. He feels like a busy
Georgia.
Man.
It's Georgia. In Georgia.
Yeah, I don't see that accent coming from that priest in Georgia.
That doesn't seem accurate.
Yeah, it was a bit off for me. It took me out a little bit. I was like, why is he talking like this?
That's not right. But yeah, it's a little time sensitive. They're like, hey, we can't do the.
Yeah. They said therapy. Try therapy. All right, fucking shut up.
You're like, okay, hey. But I mean, they have hormones.
Yeah.
They're PMSing. She just got her period. Like,
they sit down with the guidance counselor.
This is what happens when you sink. This is what happens when periods sink. Guys, it's not good.
Goddamn.
It's not good. But he just, they tie him to two chairs, you know, and they just start, both parents are just sobbing.
Yeah.
And they're just like, the mom is just like, oh, what's going on? The dad's like, what the fuck is?
Yeah, he's just mad.
He's just like, God, this is all your fault. It's like, dude, hey. Like,
the Falcons come on in 20 minutes. How much longer is this going to be?
You better fucking get this shit done.
I'm not cleaning up either. It's like, all right, man, you suck.
You're like, you haven't got another fucking beer. It's like, you're not pre-gaming your daughter's exorcism because you missed your daughter's baptism.
Hey.
Come on. This all could have been avoided if Leslie Odom believed in God, because he stopped.
Yeah.
Because he stopped. And then...
Then Padre Martinez comes back inside.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone's like, oh, thank God.
Oh, my God, you're back. He's not going to do anything, guys.
And then he's like, things start working. He's like, yeah, awesome.
And he, like, touches him, right?
He touches him. And as soon as he does that, uh-oh.
We get the head spin.
The head spin. Yeah. But his head, it spins. And it
spins. It wasn't like the first ones. It was like...
It said, oh, and I was like, oh, no, that's not good. Yeah. And
should have stayed outside, dude.
Shouldn't have come in. Hey, should have.
The battle's inside. This wasn't your battle.
Today was not your day, son.
Yeah, you had him in the first half.
But really, you lost him in the end.
They got your ass.
Yeah, they got him in the end.
Catherine, she's like, choose one.
She's like, choose one. They're like, we can't choose. Yeah.
Black Dad's like, heard this before. Not going down that road.
He's like, I'm not choosing. It's like, well, you chose wrong the last time, clearly. You chose wrong the last time.
He's like, I'm going to sit this one out. I don't know if y'all know about choosing, but
I'm going to
really
fucking
work.
I lost my wife, and now I might lose my kids. So I don't fucking know. I actually kind of do want to start over, so you know what? You can fucking take.
Hey, you can make the call.
You do it. I'll let you decide.
I'll defer.
She's like, Dad, what the fuck? Dad, no. But then they go, like, they have, like, the demon decides, right?
No, it's the dad, the white dad.
He decides?
Yeah, he goes, Catherine, save Catherine. We choose Catherine.
But
I swear to God, that's the best part of the movie.
How did I miss that? Did I find
it's like, there's, like, all the shit's, like, spinning, and they're all kind of running away, and he's, like, hiding behind a thing, and he goes, like, Catherine, we choose Catherine. Catherine.
But then,
I was like, dude, I think that was a bad choice. I don't know if it's gonna work out for you.
But I think, and then they, that's when you like cut to where you actually see the kids like in like the weird hallway.
Yeah.
And they're Catherine's like, what? It was like water on the ground or whatever.
It was a lot of weird imagery that didn't really have anything to do with
what's going on
with the previous hour and 40 minutes.
You're like, what's going on? Again, I'm confused, but okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, Catherine, we choose you. And they're like, she's like, no. And then, of course, she gets, dragged under. And,
yep.
And then she's gone. And then, everything's fine again.
Yeah, and then it just ends with fucking Amanda back in school, whatever her name was.
Amanda.
Yeah, I'm fucking these kids' names off.
The black one's
back in school.
The black one's back in school.
And then boom, exorcist.
And that's and they're like, with all this money, they're like, okay, we're gonna make it a trilogy.
Yeah.
So there's one that's coming out, and I think in 2 years called the Exorcist Deceiver.
Okay.
Because now he's a believer.
Is Batman gonna be in it?
I hope so. Batman's not in it. Oh, we forgot the best part is that in the end. You cut.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you cut back to old lady mom in her bed, and she's like, the whole movie she was like, oh, Reagan doesn't talk to me anymore because I wrote this book, and I don't know if she's dead or alive. I just I know that she's out there, and of course we get a 5 second barely lit cameo of our girl. Oh my God, what's her name? Oh my God,
Lisa
Linda Blair.
Linda
Blair. I apologize. I knew that Linda Blair. And I'm like, okay, it's Linda Blair. You need to give her more screen time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here, Mom.
She's here. It's like, okay, that's okay.
Is she going to be in the next one? Don't make any more of these.
Don't.
Also, yeah, just scratch it.
Just scratch it. How about you get another, we find a different demon, we go explore
Or spend the fucking money and get some stars in here.
Yeah, I want to see.
Get the Stranger Things kids. Possess them.
If you were to recast this.
Well, no, I'm 34 years old. I don't really know what's happening in the child actor world. But
no, I just meant in general, actor-wise.
Oh,
like,
actor-wise?
Yeah, I would have.
Will Smith would have been the dad, because no one plays a single black dad better than Will Smith.
Fair enough.
The kids would have been.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Well, she would have.
No, I would have had Lupita play the witch doctor lady.
Okay.
The kids, I would have taken the daughter from Us. Because those kids ruled. Even though the kids were great in the movie. That always amazes me, too, when you see, I don't know how old the actresses were.
Yeah.
But, little kids, when they're able to, play, creepy things like that and, make it so
it's
believable.
So
it's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, those kids in Us were incredible.
They were insane. They're so good.
I was like, Jordan Peele should have won something just for getting them to be so believable.
Because it's also, in Us, they're playing
the tethers. Yeah. It's like, holy shit. How the fuck? Yeah. It's incredible.
Crazy.
Wild.
And then these kids. I was also thinking that when... they're in the chairs, and they're like both Catherine and Angela are looking around the room and looking at everybody. I'm like, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
If I was in the room, I'd be like, okay, this is creepy.
Yeah, this is weird. Hey, can we cut? I need a timeout.
Snack break.
Self-imposed.
Everybody take five. You guys stay in the chairs. We're going to leave. And then they just
self-imposed. These kids are creepy. I can't do this right now.
I need a five.
No, minutes. I read the script. I know what scene it is, but this is a bit much.
I'm aware. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to need some more money. I can't work with this. They're great when they're not in character. They're such nice kids.
Well, just shoot it different. I don't want to look at them. I'll pretend I'm afraid, but they're creeping me right now.
Can you put me in post? I can't.
AI, I don't care. I'm not looking at that kid anymore.
Fucking dot. I don't care.
Well, fine. I'll call my agent.
Good. Well, call my agent.
Yeah, these kids are fucking terrifying. I don't want to do this.
So, you would never follow your friend into the woods to talk to their dead mom?
No, not talk to their dead mom. I mean, I've followed friends into the woods for many things. They'd smoke weed, drink beer.
Yeah.
But no, dude. Yeah. We're not. Hey, first off, that's not going to work.
That's not the vibe.
Secondly, yeah, no. Let's go play Xbox.
Let's go
in the woods. Talk to your dead mom.
This is weird. Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're killing the vibe.
You didn't even know her. It's like you're about to have a new mom.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I'll be your new dad.
Literally. But also, if you do any of that weird shit, you're done. Yeah. You're done. Again, time out immediately.
Yeah, it's apparent that these girls didn't really have any other friends. It's never about the popular kid.
It's always about the weird kid.
There's two little weirdos who's super religious and one with a dead mom, and all they have is each other. It's like, let's go in the woods. It's like, you know.
So what if there was a movie where it was the popular kid is the one to get possessed? Would all their friends gather around?
Well, that was whatchamacallit? Talk to Me. Right?
No, but she wasn't popular.
Yeah, but all the popular kids were getting possessed.
True, yeah.
Her friends were. True. Actually, none of them were popular. It's Australia. They're all the same thing.
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
Yeah, they're all just teens. This, yeah.
Yeah.
I think people would believe a little more if the star football player, the quarterback was possessed.
It would be
possess the quarterback.
Possess the quarterback. If you want, I mean.
Then maybe the town will give a fuck. We'll really get this figured out if the quarterback gets possessed.
But also, if you're going to possess somebody, do it with someone with the most you know.
He needs eyes. A high Q score. Well, yeah.
Like the eyes, so that if you're the demon, you're because then I can possess more people. Yeah. If I have, so you're like, oh, I'm going to go for the
demons
girl.
Like, we've been working on Britney Spears for months, and guys don't give a fuck.
Dude, the
you just keep watching.
The knife video, that was us.
Yeah.
We're just going to fucking do it. You're like, we're running out of options. We're trying to let you know. We're trying to spin. We can't figure out how to spin her head, so we just keep letting her spin.
Yeah. She's really flexible. We tried the head spin, didn't work. Whole body came whipping around. We gave her knives. That wasn't enough. We don't care.
What more do you want from me? What more do you want from me? Oh, my God. So I asked this to Saul when he did the Exorcist, but obviously the demon is named in the first movie Pazuzu.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But I think it also had something else. But if you were possessed by a demon, what would you want your demon to be named?
I don't know. Something easy. Tom. Tom's a good one.
Tom.
Steve. Yeah, just a nice blue-collar name.
Steve is what I picked.
Get Tony out of me. You know?
Get him out of me. Yeah. I also picked Steve, but also because if you watch a lot of, I watch, paranormal shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're real. I think they're interesting, though. But whenever they're, there's a demon, his name is always Steve. It's always Steve.
Yeah, I feel like Steve's, kind of live pretty...
Steve's a demon name.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Anyone named Steve, it's a demon.
Shout out to Fury.
Shout out to Fury. Steve Fury? He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Love Steve. Also need to talk about how the fact that this movie was supposed to come out on October 13th, which was Friday the 13th.
Oh, they got bumped by Taylor, right?
Yeah, they got bumped by Taylor.
That's a real demon. What? Yeah. Oh, fucking, yep.
Jesus.
And she's possessing all of them.
Put out the movie. It wasn't going to do well anyway because it was streaming and in theaters.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
It's not going to do.
Yeah.
It's not going to do
Also,
well.
This is the Swifties aren't really taking away your fan base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
also,
it's,
that shit was sold out already.
The moment it was released.
Yeah, it didn't matter when it was coming out.
It sold out way before.
You guys are going to do whatever you were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So, any final thoughts on the movie? Because this was...
I mean, if you're going to make a... Yeah, just... You're in for, what, half a bill?
Yeah.
Just spend the money on the second one to make it at least... not exciting, but give it some star power.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch a bad movie, at least I want some stars in it. Fair. Linda Blair isn't moving the needle. Especially 5 seconds of her.
At least give us more of her, like, yeah. Something.
But what's is two, so it's going to be a trilogy, so, like, what the fuck is two? I can't imagine. It doesn't matter.
It's I'm still going to go see it, but, you know.
I'll watch on the link you sent me.
I'll send you the free link.
I'll come back for number two. Three is not promised. Oh,
yes. Three is not promised. It's wild, though, that the same thing happened with Halloween, because it's the same director, where Halloween didn't do as well. Like the mm-hmm. remake, but they brought back Jamie Lee Curtis again, ignoring all the other movies, and just making it a direct.
Wasn't the last one just about her, and like Michael Myers fighting?
Yeah,
I don't know no one see a 6-year-old lady fighting a guy.
It was more about they gave her this like love interest, and in the end, she goes off to China to be with the guy.
All right. Mike Myers gets your ass in China.
You're like, dude, he'll
also, if you're a 6-year-old Jamie Lee Curtis and this guy's been trying to kill you for, like, I don't know, 40 years, why don't you have a gun?
Oh, she does. She has many.
Does she shoot him?
A bunch of times.
And he just, nothing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with Halloween.
Do you want me to spoil? Can I?
Yeah, sure.
You're like, I don't fucking care. I'm never gonna see it. The last Halloween, they put him in. The whole town. They like get everyone together. They decapitate him, and then they throw him, Fargo style, in a wood chipper.
All right, I like that. That seems pretty definite. I was gonna say burn it, but wood chipper sounds good.
But like, he's gonna come back somehow. You know, he's gonna come back. Like, it's like, they come back as long as they keep making money.
Yeah, it's true.
And this movie did not make a lot of money, but, and even the director, he bailed on the next two movies.
Good call.
I'm like, you know what? Hey, stick to Pineapple Express 2.
Make something funny.
Make Pineapple Express. Stick with the sitter, Pineapple Express. Stick with that stuff.
You did it. Check it off your resume, and let's do something else.
Stop doing this. Yeah. Please. For the love of God. Yeah. Overall, everyone was like, this was shit. I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was gonna be. Was it good?
No. Yeah, I finished it.
And
I would have finished it independently if like I had started that movie, like my girlfriend put it on. I was just like, let's watch it. I was like, all right, I had to watch it and been like, oh, this is, I've been making jokes the whole time, this is kind of dumb, that guy's a bad dad, get rid of the kids,
but... burn the kids, time out, done. But yeah, I so overall, what do you think out of 10?
Out of 10, let's say 4.4. Yeah.
Why?
I don't want to say it's over 5. Like, it's not something like, because over 5 to me is like, oh, you'll enjoy this. And the 4.4 is you could watch it.
Yeah, you can
watch it.
It is a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. You could watch it. Like,
it does exist.
Yeah, there are things there that you could take away from it.
Now, is that higher or lower than the Ginger Dead Man?
What did I give Ginger Dead Man?
I don't remember.
A 0, I think. That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm still like kind of mad at you that you're like, yeah, let's watch this. I was like, okay. I was like, why are you doing this?
I don't
this
think
me?
That was me. I think that was John.
It was John, you're right.
It was John.
Ginger Dead Man was like, what, 70 minutes?
Yeah.
Of shit.
This movie was also long.
Yeah, but like, so that's what I'm saying, 4-4, because while it was long, it didn't feel that long.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The other one, the...
Ginger Dead Man was like, 10 minutes. I was like, well, when's this over?
This is...
I don't care about any of these people.
I want everyone to die. I want everyone to get murdered by a cookie.
This... Greaser sleeping. That was dumb. Yeah. The only thing kept me in the movie was Gareth. Every once in a while, Gary Busey would be talking.
You're like, okay. Yes, more Gary Busey. Yeah, we want more crazy of him.
No, I'm kind of on less Gary Busey. That guy's a lot. when you have to deal with him sometimes.
He's pretty scary, but he's an icon. He's an icon.
For sure.
I gave it a 5.
5? All right. So we're kind of right
fine.
There.
Yeah. It was fine.
It's fine.
It's a movie that exists. I think there's parts of it that are like good, and I wish they would have like the church scene. I really liked, you know, the
church scene. I wish we would have extended the part where he's trying to give her breakfast a little bit. That was kind of scary.
The didn't believe the not waking up for ice cream in bed.
Oh, also I forgot about the scene where she's sitting there with the bandages on her eyes, just talking about how great church is. It's like, no, there's people in church. You get to like all believe the same thing together. I was like, shut up.
Like, okay.
Why are we doing a montage about
sponsored
this?
Sponsored by the Catholic
Church.
Yeah,
we can cut this out. We don't need this for the movie.
Did not need it at all. I wonder what they did cut out, because it feels like there's more to it.
Probably better stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I'm sure that the children...
That's why the director's like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore. I made a decent movie.
They didn't even throw up pea soup.
Yeah. Oh, they did, though, kind of.
Kind of. It was not a...
lot. What, she like threw up the demon on the ceiling or something? I don't know. It was fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down to 4-2.
I'm black. The more I think
about it. I remember that church montage, down to 4-2. That pissed me off a little bit.
The more you think about it, the lower it
gets. Yeah, it got me kind of tight.
You're like, honestly, 3. You know what? Just I don't know. Yeah. I hated it. 0. But yeah, a 5. I'm sticking with it. A 5. It was fine. A 4-2 for you.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was good. Hell yeah. So this is the time where you tell them where you can... follow you and plug your shit.
Yeah, at Handsome Morgan, @handsome_Morgan on Instagram. I remember that. Hell yeah, dude.
Crushed it. Yeah. I like how you gave yourself a high five.
Yeah, I did.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
you
that
got
too.
To.
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Dude, proud of yourself. Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of this podcast. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Fangoria and to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram or at filmcraftla.com. And make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz, seriously. And if you want to give us a review, do it. We got a 2-star review recently.
Okay.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was
like a 4-2.
I was like 5, 5, 5, and then a 2. I was like, okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That, you made a choice, and I love
that's
it.
That's a person that will stick with you forever.
And I love it. No, yeah. I'm not mad at it. I was just
they
like, I was like, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. So do that and also follow Morgan. And now a new thing on the pod I like to do is, since you've been on, is I like to give people really bad advice involves with the film. Honestly, this might actually be great advice. I don't think anyone should have kids. Stop having kids. And what do you think? What do you think? No,
I think some people should have kids.
Okay. Some people should have kids, but most people.
I think this might be good advice.
Okay.
If you're presented with a way out, take it. And it's obvious, like, you shouldn't have this kid anymore, so be it. Your kids possess, I don't think you need to save them. That's kind of God telling you, it is what it is, brother. This is nothing more for the child's life is going to be good. And at 13, so you get all the cute years before all like the disappointing ones where they're like argumentative and hormonal and angry at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to college and do some weird shit there. And then they're yelling at you, telling you you don't know what you're talking about. Just yet. Yeah, just if, you know, this is it. Clean your hands of it.
Yep.
No more. Yeah, I had a kid once. It got possessed. Not here anymore.
Not anymore.
Single and ready to mingle. I got my fucking life back.
And that is now our new app. Idea. It's for single people who have lost their children or spouses to an exorcism. That's what we're doing, guys.
Yeah.
So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
Later.
Wherever those girls went, they brought something back with them.
The body and blood of Jesus Christ.